AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A fifth suspect is in custody in the bombing investigation in Manchester, England. Police say they are assessing a package that fifth person was carrying. Meantime, the father of the suspected suicide bomber, Salman Abidi, says his son was innocent and was preparing to go to a pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. Ramadan Abidi says his other son has been arrested as part of the investigation. Abidi says, "We don't believe in killing innocents. This is not us." Neville Edwards is a neighbor of the Abidis in Manchester.
It's appalling. You know, I think we're all still asking ourselves the questions of how could we not have known?
Britain's Home Secretary says Abidi had been known to security forces up to a point. Another congressional panel wants fired National Security Advisor Mike Flynn to cooperate in the Russia investigation. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The House Intelligence Committee's top Democrat says the panel will issue subpoenas to Flynn. Congressman Adam Schiff says Flynn has refused to provide materials to the committee, which he says will now follow up with subpoenas to maximize its chances of getting information. Earlier this week, Flynn invoked the Fifth Amendment in refusing to cooperate with a Senate Intelligence Committee subpoena, which his lawyer said was too broad. That panel's now seeking a more specific batch of information and says Flynn could be cited for contempt of Congress if he does not cooperate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is in Brussels. He'll be meeting with NATO leaders. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the president hopes to get more involvement from NATO in the fight against terrorism.
We do think that would be a really important step for them to take. They've been an observer, but they've become more and more engaged, you know, in the actual fight to defeat ISIS.
The Congressional Budget Office is expected to release a report later today on the GOP health care overhaul. The Dow is up 35 points. This is AP Radio News. There's good news and bad news in this year's Broadway box office numbers.
The good news on Broadway this season, more money. The bad news, fewer tickets sold. The Broadway theaters, there are 40 of them now with the addition of a new one, grossed nearly $1.5 billion, more than 5% above last year, but they sold a fraction fewer tickets. Hello Dolly with Bette Midler is packing them in. So are Dear Evan Hansen with songs by the La La Land team and The Great Comet with Josh Groban. But Broadway audiences have proved indifferent to Sally Field, Kate Blanchett, and Liev Schreiber, while two shows without stars, Come From Away and Anastasia, are doing nicely. Warren Levinson, New York.
Kim Reynolds has been sworn in as the governor of Iowa, replacing this man, Terry Branstad.
There's no better job in the world than being governor of the state that you love. But sometimes we're called to serve in ways that we never imagined.
Branstad is the new U.S. ambassador to China. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.